Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Reminder, you can check out our online video picks. Every week we choose five videos from the web, which I anchor in a picks video. This week they include Mayor Poppins, a comedy video that Mayor Bloomberg took part in that wonders if he's turning New York into a nanny state. That's our five online video picks at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Let's listen in for just a minute on New Jersey Governor John Corzine. You know, he's going back to work today already. That's unbelievable, isn't it? And he's holding a news conference right now on his first moments back.
When you sometimes see these big pileups of traffic where there's been an accident, I'm not traumatized by the event per se. I mean, it's a little, this morning I saw the clip. It was the lead-in on that show, today's show. It was the first time I'd seen myself wrapped up and put into the helicopter. You know, catches your attention. I'm moving on. Just moving on, and I will express my gratitude to the individuals.
The question is asking what was going on emotionally with the governor at that time.
First 7 or 8 days, I didn't know what was going on. This guy put me to sleep and kept me that way, or at least without a sense of what was happening. Had some pretty crazy dreams. Don't know what happened then. They have... They've stayed on top of every aspect of me, and, you know, I have, as I have begun to walk or move around on crutches, and I put more and more stress on my upper body to do that, going up and down the staircase, which, you know, I like to do a couple of times a day, not five times. It puts increasing pressure on the chest cavity. But I haven't had a moment other than at the time of the crash where, you know, I thought I was in life-threatening pain, or, you know, there was, you know, the kind of thing that people would label excruciating. It's not comfortable.
All right, Governor John Corzine, live in a news conference as he is returning to work. He looks incredibly good, considering he's wearing one of his famous sweater vests, and Corzine back at work. And tomorrow, by the way, Richard Cody will be here, who was the acting governor and is still the New Jersey Senate president, on the day after Corzine takes back over as governor of New Jersey. So Richard Cody here tomorrow to talk about politics and policy, really, in New Jersey as Governor Corzine gets back to work. Well, Ken Burns' latest documentary won't be viewed by audiences till September. Nevertheless, the film on World War II called The War has already gained some detractors, specifically in the Latino community. At the heart of the controversy is the charge that Burns has left out the Latino community's contribution to that war effort. So with me for a few minutes to talk about the film and the growing discontent is Angelo Falcone. He's president and CEO of the National Institute for Latino Policy and a member of the Defend the Honor campaign. Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Welcome back to the show. Is the Defend the Honor campaign specifically about this film?
Yeah, specifically organized to organize a campaign to defend the honor.
And I should mention that we did invite Ken Burns on today, but he declined. What's at the heart of the controversy? Why has the film caused the extent of protest that it has?
Well, basically, a number of months ago when the film started when they started promoting the film, showing samples of the film, particularly in California, a number of Latinos who were in the audience realized that there were no Latinos being interviewed, went up to Ken Burns at one point, asked them what was going on, and verified the fact that there were no Latinos being interviewed on the program. That created concern as we probed more with PBS and tried to find out more details. We found out, in fact, that that was the case. And there was a tremendous uproar within the community, kind of uproar I haven't seen in a long time. I've been around for a long time, where people were just outraged because feeling being that there are probably, there may have been as many as 500,000 Latinos in World War II, made tremendous sacrifices for this country like everyone else. And yet the feeling was, even though there was a segment in the film looking at the African-American experience, looking at the Japanese internment, that all of a sudden Latinos were kind of wiped out. And Ken Burns' reaction or his explanation was that he was trying to look at this kind of universal experience of World War II.
And he said that this is not a textbook documentary. It's an epic poem, in his word, and it's just about four towns in the U.S. during the war, and therefore not every story is going to get represented.
Exactly. And, you know, quite frankly, when we met with the president of PBS back in February, she told us the same thing, and we told her, look, we've been hearing the same thing for like a long time, you know, universal stories that exclude us. And we also had a beef with PBS as well. It wasn't simply Ken Burns. Basically, what we've tried to do is press PBS to add Ken Burns to find a way to include Latinos in the story. And basically what's happened is a lot of confusion, because at first they told us, no way, Jose. They didn't use those words, but that's the way we interpreted it when we first met with them. Then they issued a statement saying that, in fact, they were going to make changes. They were going to include new content. We said, great, this is terrific. You know, let's work on this. And then subsequent to that, we met with Ken Burns, who was very ambiguous about what he was going to be doing with the film. But then after we met with him, there were all these public statements by his PR people saying that they were not going to change his film at all. So we have these mixed signals right now.
So where does it stand? We have a written release from PBS from a few days ago that seems to say there is going to be additional material. And the wording, I have to say, of this release is a little confusing. But the way I understand it, there is going to be new material that focuses on Latinos' role in World War II. It is going to be in the originally allotted airtime for these documentaries.
Footprint.
But it's not going to be what they call the broadcast footprint, yeah, which is an interesting term. But that it's not going to be within the original film, but it's still going to be within this originally scheduled for air time frame. Is that your understanding?
Yeah, except that I have no idea what that means. We're not sure what they're talking about is including an addendum to the film at the very end. At one point, one of the things they did do in trying to, you know, respond to us is they put on the team a Latino documentarian, a filmmaker who had done, in fact, a film on Mexican Americans in World War II. So we were very happy with that. But even talking to him, we're not exactly sure what they mean to do. Now, there are two sets of Latino groups here dealing with this. One is the group we represent, which is saying, look, we'll continue talking to you, and we hope that we could see some assurance that we are going to be integrated into the film in a seamless manner, as quote-unquote, as they say.
So that's your goal, is
that's
to not
goal.
look like an add-on,
exactly,
even though it'll be there.
Exactly. And the other there's a whole group, other group of Latino organizations that are just fed up with this and are just, you know, saying they will not talk to a PBS. And the American GI Forum, which is the largest group of Latino veterans in the country, has actually at one point calling for a boycott of PBS around this issue. We've tried to express to the PBS people how deep the feelings are within the Latino community about this. And one of the things that I've tried to stress is that one of the reasons we're doing this is not just for some sort of abstract diversity or inclusion, but, you know, we find the Latino community under assault today in America around immigration. See the immigration debate. Lou Dobbs single-handedly, you know, is attacking us all over the place. And here's another example where we definitely made a contribution to American society to defend this country, and we're just not included at all.
We have about a minute and a half left. I want to get to two quick points. One is, it's funny that this is all happening around Rick Burns, because he's really made his life's work.
Ken Burns.
Ken Burns, what'd I say?
His brother.
Ken Burns, of course. He's made his life's work around the issue of race in America. His baseball documentary was really about race and the exclusion of blacks and the eventual inclusion of blacks and Imperfectly So and all of that. Same thing with the Civil War. And so, I don't know, it's just funny that this is happening about him who has sensitivity to racial issues.
Well, actually, it's not, because, you know, no one's calling him a racist in that regard. What we're saying is that he's got, him and many people in this country have a blind spot when it comes to Latinos, and they see many of these issues around race in black-white terms. It's not a new question. And clearly, in the Ken Burns case, that's the case. When some people have, when we met with him, raised the problems historically with his work, the baseball, film, jazz, where Latinos were really, if included at all, were marginalized. He didn't understand. He said, no, I've included you people in a very significant way, and I want to do that again. And then he starts quoting, people who, really, I think, have a very anti-Latino perspective. Huh. And just there is a real blind spot there. So I wouldn't go as far as saying this guy's a racist as much as he's got a real blind spot when it comes to Latinos.
And in our last 20 seconds, you're probably among those who's been critical of conservatives for trying to put political pressure on PBS because they feel they can in the public sector.
Yeah, but that's
and now you're doing the same thing?
No, that's a non-issue. I mean, what we're talking about, we're not talking about the content of his film, changing the ideology of the film or the perspective of the film. What we're saying is being more inclusive. In other words, abide by the charter of the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, which is to basically be there for diversity and to get, include communities that, usually are not included.
Angelo Falcone is president and founder of the National Institute for Latino Policy and a member of the Defend the Honor campaign, still talking, as he said, to Ken Burns and PBS about this.